Hare Krishna. Welcome to the Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter 15, verse 17. Yes. So, in chapter 15, we have three parts. First part, the banyan of this universe, the upside down tree of the universe, where we have got lost ourselves. Зашлисмо. Yeah. One tree and we are still lost in the branches of the tree. And then the middle one is the transmigration. Actually, transmigration. And then we have Krishna's presence. How ignorant people can see Krishna. And the last five verses give the whole Vedic literature in short. There are three verses which give, it's called Trishloki Shastra. Because in verse 15, Krishna says, I am the creator of Vedanta Krit Veda Vid Eva Chaham. I am the creator of Vedanta and I am the knower of the Vedas. So Arjuna is interested. So can you give me a very short, concise exposition and summary of the Vedas? So in three verses, Krishna describes Brahman, Paramatma and Bhagavan. Three verses. Then previous verse described Brahman, the soul. This verse describes Paramatma. It says very clearly, Paramatma ti, Paramatma. And then the next verse describes Bhagavan. And then the last two verses describe, so this is Sambandha, what is the reality. Yeah? Then the next verse, second last verse of these five verses, describes bhakti. And the last verse describes perfection or prayojana or reciprocation between Krishna and devotee. Perfection of a devotee. So, we are on the Paramatma stage now, verse 17. You can see it says two means but, which means that Paramatma is different from just a spirit soul, living entity, an ordinary spirit. So we can chant. Did we chant Om Namo Bhagavate? Okay. Uttama purushastvanyam paramatmetyudahritam yo lokatrayam avishya bibhartya vyaya ishvara uttama purushastvanyam paramatmetyudahritam yulokatrayam avishya vibhartya vyaya ishvara. Somebody else would like to? Uttama purushastvanya paramatmetyudahritam yolokatrayam avishya vibhartya vyayam ishvara uttama purushastanya paramatmetyudahritam yolokatrayam avishya vibhartya vyaya ishvara uttama purushastanya paramatme tyudahrita yo lokatrayam avishya vibhartya vyaya ishvara uttama purushastanya
Yudhahrita Yaloka Trayam Avishyam Vibhatya Vyaya Ishvara.
Did you learn now or before? No, yeah, no. That's how Prabhupada wanted it. He started this so that by the end of this chanting we learn. So this is a clear demonstration of this act. Mandra Ghosh Prabhu has demonstrated that that's Prabhupada's. It works. Prabhupada's system works like that. Yeah, very nice. Thank you. Would you like to chant? Uttama, the best. Purusha, personality. Tu, but. Anya, another. Parama, the supreme. Atma, self. Iti, thus. Udahrita, is said. Ya, who? Loka, of the universe. Trayam, the three divisions. Avishya, entering. Vibharti, is maintaining. Avyaya, inexhaustible. Ishvara, the Lord. So you can see some familiar words are here. Ishvara, Paramatma, Purusha, yes? Actually, there is some things, some echo from the Yoga Sutra, where also Patanjali says that Ishvara Purusha Vishesha, that Ishvara is a special Purusha, special person, Karma Klesha Paramrishtai, never touched by karma, and Gyanati Shaya, whose omniscience is unexcelled. Чигава всеведност е непресежна, непре unexcelled, cannot be непресежна. Okay, translation and perfect by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Besides these two, these two are you and me. These two are akshara, meaning those who are not fallen like you, and kshara, those who have fallen down into the material world like me. That's the truth of it. I decided that I will not hide that I'm a fool. Why? Because then people think I'm not hopeless. Because if a fool thinks he's intelligent, then it's everybody loses hope and interest. Anyway, yes. So besides these two spiritual souls or jivas, two types, two categories, fallen and unfallen. There is the greatest living personality, Uttama Purusha, the Supreme Lord, the Supreme Soul, Paramatma, the imperishable Lord himself, Avyaya Ishvara, who has entered the three worlds and is maintaining them, Hare Krishna. So, brothers and sisters, don't worry. There is a very reliable person in charge who is maintaining the three worlds. So even when it looks like everything is falling apart, no worries made. There is Paramatma, the Supreme Lord, the sun is shining, water is flowing, earth is floating still. Yes, yes, yes. Exactly. Exactly. That's the proper conclusion. Doesn't mean we don't need to. Doesn't mean we should relax on the sofa. By the way, before the class, I wanted to ask, who is going to Ratha Yatra tomorrow? Okay, very nice. Yes. So there will be something connected to this. Purport. The idea of this verse is very nicely expressed in the Katha Upanishad 2.2.13 and Shvetashvara Upanishad 6.13. Both are 13. It is clearly stated there that above the innumerable living entities, some of whom are conditioned and some of whom are liberated, there is the Supreme Personality, who is Paramatma. The Upanishadic verse runs as follows. Nityo nityanam chetanas chetananam. The purport is that amongst all the living entities, both conditioned and liberated, there is one supreme living personality, the supreme personality of Godhead, who maintains them and gives them all the facility of enjoyment according to different work. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is situated in everyone's heart as Paramatma. Can you hear this already? Who has heard this at least 15 times? You? You heard it 15 times already? Or did you hear this already 15 times? Okay, so you're somewhere on the 7th or 8th or 12th. Yes, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is situated in everyone's heart as Paramatma. Do we all belong to this category of everyone? So he's also somewhere inside our heart.
Krishna is in his heart.
Yes, why not? What's the problem? A wise man who can understand him is eligible to attain perfect peace, not others. Yeah, a wise man who can understand him is eligible to attain perfect peace, not others.
I don't have it translated here. Le modr člověk, ki spozna Всевышнего, lahko doseže popoln mir. It's a little less exclusive. It says le, yeah? Okay. Not others. Not others.
Uttama purushastanya paramatmet yudahrita yulokatrayam avishya vibhartya vyaya ishvara.
Besides these two, there is the greatest living personality, the Supreme Soul, the imperishable Lord Himself. Not only He is the maintainer, He is imperishable, avyaya. He never runs out of energy or strength or actually even tolerance. fortunately for us. The imperishable Lord Himself, who has entered the three worlds and is maintaining them. Om Agyana Timiranda Sekananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Mritam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Akhandamana Lakaram Vyapta Yena Characharam Tatpadam Tarshitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Eva Cha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Yasya Prasadat Agyapi Sadhyak Sarvagyatam Rajayat Sashi Chaitanya Devo Me Bhagavan Samprasidatu May Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, be fully merciful unto me by His grace. A complete fool can get all knowledge in one moment. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasati Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This is an open invitation to become wise people. Of course, we need to apologize for saying that this is an invitation to become a wise person, because usually it takes quite a few years to realize I'm not as wise as I thought I was. So I remember one person, he complained. He started reading the Bhagavad Gita and he read in the introduction that Mahabharata is for less intelligent. He was fuming. He came and he said, it says it's for fools. So, you know, this, and Bhagavad Gita is part of Mahabharata. So, basically, they're calling me fool, a fool. Yeah, that this is for fools. He was very dissatisfied with the way it was put there. And, yes, it's true. It's not many people who think they are not wise. However, if you start the practice, spiritual practice, usually it takes at least between 2 months and two and 7 months to realize that we are not an avatar and that we are not a mahatma, a gift to the world, messiah. What else? Usually it... Already? So, no worries, don't worry, because we can become wise if we understand Krishna. So, there is a method. So it's quite interesting that Srila Prabhupada says here, we can achieve total peace. Anybody needs more peace sometimes? We can achieve perfect peace, and it's not an imperfect peace. An imperfect peace would be like sometimes in the morning you can see a devotee is very, very tired, he got up very early, and then in the Bhagavatam class he becomes peaceful. But very peaceful. But this is an imperfect peace, I dare say. Yes. I wouldn't call it a perfect peace. Yeah, maybe. No, Prabhupada says perfect peace. You get perfect peace by understanding Krishna. So in this verse, we have Paramatma explained. I remember for me this was a very important point when I started reading Bhagavad Gita. Fortunately, I had a friend in the university with whom we discussed philosophy. Together we became Buddhists. Together we discussed philosophy. And then he gave me the Bhagavad Gita as it is to read. It was great mercy. And before Bhagavad Gita as it is, I had read many things. I had read the Bible, of course, different philosophers, mostly existentialists were attractive to me, and then some Muslim Sufis, and I had become a Buddhist. Yeah, I was a Buddhist before that, and I read Mahabharata, I read the Moksha Dharma, philosophical part of Bhishma's instructions. I had read what else? Some other parts. I even read some translation of a Bhagavad Gita. Well, but not Bhagavad Gita as it is. And then he gave me the Bhagavad Gita as it is. And this was the point which really deeply impressed me, that it puts all the big questions in a very systematic perspective. Because in some mystic books you see that everything is one. What was it? Genuine penguin chanting Hare Krishna, I am the walrus, I am you and you are me and we are all together. Ringo Starr is singing, yeah. There's Hare Krishna there in that song, but there's also some I am you are you and you are me and we are all together. So it's a popular mystic idea that everything is one, we are all one. And it seems to be true. Right? There is some unity. There is a unity. And especially if you're a mystic, right? If you are interested in something in spirituality, you must have some concept of unity, of oneness, right? It seems to be quite correct. But at the same time, you see that bona fide, clearly self-realized saints, they speak about God as a person. Yes, they also have some revelations, and you also have some obviously advanced saints who speak about God in the heart. So, and God as the controller of this world. So which is it? You cannot bring them together. They seem to be contradictory. These are opposite, and we have two schools quarreling since thousands of years, Prabhupada says, impersonalism and personalism. Yeah? Some say one, some say no two, no one, no two, no one. Yeah? So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he comes and he says, guys, achintya bheda bheda. It's two and it's one and it's beyond logic. So just chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, without quarreling, in a humble way, with respect, with patience and tolerance. And then, by His mercy, if you do bhakti, by His mercy, you will see how. So, here I saw that actually there are three aspects, and all three are true. All three are true, but there is Govinda in Goloka Vrindavan. That's the person, the sweetest form of the Lord, the origin of all the other forms, the origin of all the phenomena and all everything. Then there is in every atom His expansion, Paramatma, mentioned here, and then the effulgence, Brahman. Yeah. So all three are there, all three are correct. We are all part of that one Brahman, or energies of the Lord, different energies of the Lord, we are part of it. So in that sense, yes, we are one. Or as Srila Prabhupada says in the Ishvapanishad, we are one as a drop in the ocean, same taste, different quantity. Or one as the energies, or one as members of the same family. Yes. So we are all sons and daughters of the same father. And according to Narada Pancharatra, also the same mother. We have some description of some Aishwarya form of Srimati Radharani producing the two of them producing. So it's not our conception, that's not our idea, but there is in the beginning of the Narada Pancharatra, there is a description like this. At least in that version we have in our devis. So, yes, so we have the same father and the same mother. So that's also one way to see oneness, according to Prabhupada in Ishvapanishad, one interest. Of course, that's already a little archaic nowadays, to have one interest just because we are one family. But not all archaic things are hopelessly gone. Some things can be revived, which we do by coming all together for a Rathayatra from different countries and different places, and all together singing Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, for the benefit of other sons and daughters of the same father and mother who somehow or other don't remember clearly, so we are calling them. And of course the father and mother are very happy that we are helping others with all respect from our side. That's one way to come. Another very good way is to do as Krishna did with the cowherd boys, to go for an islet, you know, with some authorized snacks cooked by Lalit Govinda Prabhu and Ananda Vardhana Prabhu and others. And it does give some feeling that, yeah, we are all together. We have similar interests. Yeah, we all like that type of pizza. There is unity in diversity. There is a diversity. Somebody wants to run up the hill. Somebody walks slowly. Takes, you know, jumps on the van. No problem. We have different options also for that. And yeah, so the three aspects are there simultaneously there, and here I was impressed that they are put in a very clear system how they are interconnected. None of them denies the other, and you can see what's the connection. Brahman is the effulgence, Paramatma is the expansion of Krishna into every atom and every heart, and Bhagavan, that's how what Krishna does in his back room at home. Yes, and he doesn't have to go to the office, his backyard or whatever, I don't know. Krishna for himself, regardless of this material world, Bhagavan. So that will be mentioned in the next verse. So that's why these three verses is called Trishloki Shastra. The whole Veda in the three verses, Brahman, Paramatma and Bhagavan. And then we will have the result of this realization in verse 19, that you become you know everything and you are not bewildered. You are free from bewilderment. You become free from bewilderment. Would you like to be free from bewilderment? For me, it's quite attractive. Yeah, you know everything. So sarvavid. You know everything then, you know everything, and you are not bewildered or confused. So, that's the invitation. So, we need to learn how to live this in our life. Yeah? Bhrijan Prabhu is joking that sometimes... when he wants to have some peace, he thinks he has joined the wrong movement. Experiencing peace. But that's a joke, yes. Because if you do everything for Krishna, then you never regret. You never regret even having to fight, like Arjuna has to fight sometimes. Prabhupada fought for some temple in Bombay or some other things. But we are able to not think that we are the enjoyers or sufferers. Enjoyers or sufferers. We take that we are servants, and everybody else is also a temple of Krishna. This is the meditation recommended by Rishabhadev, 5.5.26, and Bhagavata, many places. But Rishabhadev says, pade pade, every step you should think like this. Looking at moving and non-moving living entities. So now we all... The living entities in this room are non-moving. But it includes also non-moving living entities. Only the wind is moving there. Piha. Near this. Prepih. So he recommends to meditate on this at every step. So you can, as we often do, you can do it right now. Yeah, you can look at somebody sitting nearby and think that Krishna is in the heart. Krishna is in the heart of this person. This person is Krishna's temple. Yeah? This person is the throne of the Lord. So there are two birds on that tree. Two birds on the same tree. Krishna and and yes, it's quite, and one of those two birds is the same for everybody. which is quite fascinating.
When I go out chanting on Timor, usually when I enter the forest, the woods, very often I get that thought that in every plant and every bug that I see is Krishna and,
and you are saving all of them by chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Yes, this is why Haridas Thakur said this is the best way to chant the Maha Mantra for the benefit of everybody. So in the same way, we want to chant in an attractive way, when we do Harinam in an attractive way, as a service to all the living entities, of course, primarily in the human bodies. So primarily this is the service to all the humans, so they get this chance.
I wanted to say that it makes me very aware of their presence, and I just become humble and put a smile on my face and chant, like they are watching me.
Good, yeah.
It's just by a thing,
very good. For me, Maya always tests me when I'm in the forest. I see some drama. Either I see some wasp attacking a huge bug and they fight and with each other. I see some squirrel coming or a very strange bird, and I completely forget what that I'm chanting. or some rare animal comes. Like a badger or badger. How? Yazavat. It has such stripes, black and Yazbet. I don't know if it has it. It should be. It's not such a rare one. Yes, but yes. Yes. And yeah. Of course, I then chant Hare Krishna for this Yasbits, which he meets with distrust and suspicion. He reacts with great suspicion to this. But yes, this is the idea. we are servants. We are trying to serve. Krishna says, if we really understand this, if we understand Krishna's presence, we can attain perfect peace. And not others, nobody else. In other words, without realizing this, you cannot attain. And that means without behaving, knowing, understanding means behaving in a certain way. That's the idea. It's not information. Information, we have. But to actually behave, not only, externally to behave in this way, but also internally, our attitudes. So this is the recommendation of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. How to achieve perfection, how to get his darshan. Because you get darshan when you chant the name with nishta. At nishta, if you get nishta after anartanivriti, you can get darshan. You can get you can see the true image of Krishna. And when do you get nishta? How can you conquer the anartha nivriti stage, conquer all the undesirable attitudes? He gives four positive attitudes. Trinada pisuni chayana tarur ivasahishnuna amani namanadena kirtaniya sadahari. So having, offering all respects. So this is a very nice attitude. We think that everybody should practice it. Right? We usually agree that everybody should practice this, offering respects, all respect. The unfortunate thing is that this is also for internal use. Also, we need to practice this, and that's more challenging, at least for someone like me, offering all respect. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recommends this. So what should help is understanding also that Krishna is there, and he, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the most sublime, elegant, delicate, sensitive, powerful, beautiful, attractive, rich, and amazing personality, he tolerates everybody. Not only tolerates, he fulfills the desires of everybody. As Prabhupada says, Eko bahonam yavida dadikaman. According to one's adhikar and so forth. So, if Krishna, you know, has enough tolerance and respect, then if, you know, Krishna, the Supreme Lord, maybe it's also would be a good, not a bad idea if I also, you know, had some tolerance and respect to that particle in the heart. Here I have a problem. How I can accept, okay, this is a soul. And okay, there is the super soul there. But, and he fulfills. But what if this soul, spirit soul, makes stupid choices? And this soul is a rascal. Rascal. Nitkov. Yeah? Yes, let's see the authorized version here. Of course, when Prabhupada uses this word, he usually means a fool. That's one. Lopov. Okay, maloprednesh. Maloprednesh. Podlesh. What Prabhupada means is a fool. Neumen. But when we hear podlesh, you know. Yeah. So what? How can I offer respect to someone who is a maloprednesh, huh? And lopov? How can I respect? How can I practice this? He obviously makes bad choices. And that's his choices. That's his responsibility. Even here it says, gives them all facility according to their work. According to their... So how can I respect them for that? You know, they obviously they do bad choices. How can I still respect them? Please help me.
Maybe they don't know any better.
Maybe they don't... Okay, if they live on a on an island in Polynesia... In Polynesia, maybe. But nowadays, they hear.
I know they say something somewhere in scripture that we are sometimes forced into act bad to sin.
Yeah.
Even though we know we don't, we should not do something, but we still we don't have the power to kind of stop.
He's forced. By the modes.
See, isn't mentioned in Bhagavatam that we know that Paramatma is in everyone, that we offer respect to Paramatma?
That's the problem, you know? I can, you know, that, okay, in your, like, in your heart, there is you and Paramatma, okay? So Paramatma, namo namaha, but you, is it, should it be like this? That's my question. How can I respect the person who makes?
They say they're misguided. They don't know.
Misguided. Okay, they are misguided. They don't know.
Maybe one hint, maybe it's speculation, but even though he said that we are parts and parcels of Krishna, so if we don't like someone, maybe it means that we don't like Krishna also. We don't respect Krishna.
Yeah, but they are. You know, separated parts.
Yeah, okay.
There's a saying that every saint has a past.
Yes, every sinner has a future. Every saint has a past and every sinner has a future. Yeah, yeah, that's true. So we can look at some drunkard with a bottle half conscious. But usually, oftentimes, you can see that they are quite favorable to Harinams. Isn't it? Not always, but mostly. Yeah, they even dance, and yes. Yes. At least in Europe. Yeah, so there is a hope for them. That's one way. Yeah, true. It's a temporary position. Yeah, we can think that didn't I also make mistakes in my in this life? What to speak about previously? Maybe that was exactly my position in my past life. Maybe worse. Obviously, much worse because I'm. some devotees they still. Gave me the holy name and mercy and prasadam, and so we got some good fortune to get closer to Krishna consciousness. Yeah, so seeing the potential, this is what Niranjan Swami says, that to see that everybody is a potential devotee, at least a potential devotee. Something else?
Say something like the same good qualities, even though we might not know the person, we might not know the things that he's done, good or bad, we should know that he or she certainly did something good sometimes, and that should be well.
Yeah, that's a vision of a sadhu, yes. Not even a sadhu, of a ati sadhu, that's Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur in 4.4.12. When a robber robs him and takes away his clothes, then the sadhu thinks, okay, he was cold and he wanted something, but he could have killed me and he didn't. So at least he is not a murderer. So he finds some good quality in that robber. That's of course the third level. There are four levels of sadhu, so that's the level number three. And in Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur's commentary. Yeah, okay. Try to find something good. At least he's a human, right? Means there is a hope for him. He's a potential devotee. Yes. He must have done something good. Yes, true. Yes. Something else? Somebody had some... Yes?
We should learn how we should not be.
Okay, that's an example. He's teaching me. Okay. Yeah, thank you. That's a good point. Even this is something, even if somebody, like there was one person who always criticized Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And when he died, he was sad. He said this was one friend who always pointed out my faults. And now he's gone. It's important, yeah? Like, you know, in the kings used to have a jester.
Dvorni Narchik.
Yeah, Dvorni Narchik, yes, okay. And he would make fun from the king, you know. Burkesh, is it what we need? I didn't hear such a word before. Burkesh. It has Dvorni Norets. It has not Norcek, but Norets. So why? Because a king will always have the tendency for inflation of his ego, like a balloon. You need somebody to prick the balloon. Because if he doesn't let out this pride, then somebody will do this, not a friend, right? Or a friend, yeah. So we can see that, yeah, this is teaching us something, what not to do. Or if I am very angry at something, then if I hate something, Hare Krishna. If I hate something, again, as I think, was it today or yesterday, that detachment is not renouncing but being indifferent. Mataji yesterday said, right? So if I hate, it means I'm not actually detached from this bad thing. if I hate, right? It means I secretly have some attachment somewhere still. And just the fact that I dislike this helps me to accept and really be detached and, you know, allow everybody their free will and tolerate everybody, respect everybody as a soul or at least a potential devotee. If somebody is, you know, inimical, actively hateful or demoniac, of course we avoid, both physically and but also internally. Indifference is there. Yes, so this is the work for you, for every day, and for me, for every day too. Yes, and because there is a Harinam, so that's the very important attitude, to sing with respect for everybody. Yeah? So this is a service for everybody, to help them come to Krishna. They, who knows, maybe they will come to Krishna faster than us. Yeah? It's quite possible. Because Chaitanya era is unfolding, and all those millions of people who ate prasadam, they are taking birth. They need to get their next chance. Some are coming from some good places, yeah, and so they will be. So maybe they are there also. And today they may do some stupid thing, but sometimes it takes just a little for them to become a devotee and become a very advanced devotee, like Dhruva Maharaj. Yeah, very. In just six months, he got darshan of Lord Vishnu. So there can be such devotees there too, out there too. So you can. Now we are in the laboratory conditions. It's easy. It's not, nobody attacks you. Nobody is in front of you with a beer bottle and a cigarette. So it should be easy. Yeah. So try to form the attitude of respect in your mind. And all together let us chant with this attitude: Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srimad Bhagavad Gita ki jai. Any corrections, comments, or questions?
You mentioned that this Vishloka is a Vishloka
Shastra.
And this is actually, this is the Sambandha part.
Yes.
How come it is not the whole aspect of Shastra is not there? I mean, Sambandha, Vinaya, Vyojana. Why is only these three limited to the Sambandha?
I think that's also not so little. Full sambandha. You have full religions not able to figure this out, and we have it in just three verses. Of course, you still need parampara to unfold, to unpack it, like Baldevi Dibhushan and Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, they unpack it. And you can see that Krishna thinks in the Gita, oftentimes when he explains Sambandha, he says, one who understands this, they will worship me with their full heart. So Krishna considers that if you have proper Sambandha, Abhideya follows very naturally from this.
This is the minimum.
Yeah. If you know what is what, if I know I'm Krishna's little particle, then it's very natural. Aha! Then why not worship him and love and do devotional service?
So the main emphasis is
Sambandha. We have chapter, verse 19. We have also Abhideya, yeah, the worship, bhakti. It's there. But these three, it's called Trishloki. So we could call it Panchashloki Shastra also, because if you take the five verses, you have everything, all three. Yeah, but. I think it sounds cool, you know, Trishloki Shastra, the Shastra. Shastra in three verses. And it makes sense, you know. Yeah, and I'm saying, for me personally, this was one of those jewels that was shown in the Bhagavad Gita as it is and converted me. was one of those few things that actually impressed me very, very highly and put things in order. That's how it is. That's how we can explain things. So Krishna says, yeah, this is a secret. This is high also. It's not cheap. You have three levels also. With these three aspects, you have three different yogas connected. And so you have, Krishna will say, iti guhyatamam shastram. So I have revealed to you the most secret. So that's the third level. Secret, more secret, and most secret. So secret is Brahman, and that's karma and jnana yoga. And then Paramatma, that's usually dhyana yoga, meditation. And then Bhagavan, that's bhakti yoga. Guhyatama, the most secret. So just these sambandha aspects are connected with the corresponding abhideya. If you know this, then you will, different objects, different abhideya, different destinations, and different practice and different destinations too. But yes, we can investigate it and research and study more and more. It's the nature of transcendence that there is no limit. It's impossible to exhaust all the possible commentaries. There's no limit. Unlike material things, there is no limit of facets and aspects and angles and depths of study. Prabhupada said we should study from all possible angles of view. Yes. So, dear spirit souls, carriers of the Lord in the heart, moving temples of Krishna and Panchatattva, please say a prayer once to Panchatattva that I learn to have the appropriate genuine respect for every soul by your mercy. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Vanchakalpatarubhyashcha kripa sindhubhyah vacha.